Well, hello there, everyone. Thank you so much for being here on the call today with us for the Web Traffic Masters interview series. Today, we have a very, very special guest and someone that I think you're going to learn tons from, especially in the world of Facebook and using Facebook ads in particular to really begin to build traffic to your website. So today, we're going to be talking with Brian Bagnell, who is considered to be one of the hottest marketing and business strategists around. He has a reputation for crafting promotional messages and materials and creating marketing campaigns that get results. He is a leading authority on Facebook social ads and is a national speaker and author. Plus, his client list reads like the who's who of internet marketing. And so I'm thrilled to have Brian here with us today. Brian, are you on the call?
I sure am. How are you doing there?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, before we get started, I always like to ask our listener, or our listeners, our experts, to share a little bit about you and about how you found Facebook ads to be a great source of traffic.
Well, I really just experimentation, I guess. I always like to try the latest, methods to get traffic out there, whether it be, when Twitter came on, I tried to monetize that. Every kind of new thing I try to monetize, and I really kind of found a gold mine with Facebook social ads, and not a lot of people know about it, just yet. I guess that'll change with calls like these, but it really is a great traffic source. So I really just try to find all, to try to monetize all the latest, the things coming out. So in Facebook social ads ended up being really good for me.
Fabulous, fabulous. And I think that, as a marketer, I think we really do need to be, as marketers ourselves within our businesses, we need to be thinking about, what are the best ways of traffic? What are the, ways that we can really monetize our business? Because that's really what it's about, right?
Absolutely. I mean, definitely. Yeah. And I find the hard thing is the good thing about these calls, is that people kind of get the best of the best information, So, there's all these new websites coming out. You're just hearing about the really good ones, the ones that have been tried and proven, and all that kind of stuff. So it really helps people instead of spending hours and hours trying out all the, because there's a new website out every day and social networking and all that kind of stuff. So these calls are really great.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's jump right on in because I know this is it. Like you mentioned, this is a right now, as this recording, Facebook social ads is kind of a new thing for many marketers. And so what I'd love to do is to really, start with the basics and kind of if you could share with us, we're going to, get into more details as we go along in the call, but can you share with us just the beginning here? Tell us a little bit more about what a Facebook social ad actually is.
Well, it's similar to a Google ad. But I don't want people to take the ball and run with that because there are some differences. But when you're surfing Facebook, there's either one, two, or three ads on the right hand side of your screen, and it has an image, a headline, and some body copy. So the headline and the body copy is similar to Google AdWords, and then you throw in the image, which really adds an extra punch to your ad. And you can target these ads by age, by male or female, by married, single. There's a lot of different demographics. You can target by keywords that people have in their profiles, their favorite TV shows, all that kind of stuff. And if the person that's surfing on Facebook, if all of that matches, your ad will show up. So it's very hyper targeted. So it's similar to Google AdWords, but it's a lot better in a lot of ways.
That's very cool. So how do they actually work? Can you give us a little bit of an idea as to how the social ads work? What do we need to do to get started?
Okay, it's very simple. You don't need a lot of money to get started. I think the minimum bid is $1 a day. You can bid as low as a penny per click. There's two bidding models. You can either do on cost per click or cost per 1,000 impressions. So you either pay every time someone clicks on the ad, or you pay every time your ad has been shown 1,000 times. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean to 1,000 people. It just means 1,000 times. Maybe I would see the ad 3 or 4 times and what have you. So it's very easy. You know, you can be up and running in as little as an hour. One of the bad things about Facebook social ads, and I like to present both sides, when you're on Google AdWords, your ads are instantly approved to be shown on Google, on their network. And with Facebook social ads, all the ads need to be reviewed. So you can have an ad up and set up your billing and you know, select your demographics and that kind of stuff. I mean, that can take 15 minutes. In about an hour or two, sometimes it takes up to 2 days, but usually it's in within a couple hours, Facebook will approve your ad, and it'll be running on Facebook. So it's actually pretty easy to get started today.
That's cool. So, okay, so anywhere from being, taking an hour to a couple of days, and so you need to kind of plan out for that, I would imagine, if you were wanting to get into the, Facebook social ads scene.
Yeah, just plan a little lead time just in case it takes them a little time to approve your ad. But what I find is usually they're pretty quick about it.
Okay, cool. Now, can you talk to us a little bit more about what do you mean by cost per click or cost per impression? And I guess, I mean, I know you gave us a little bit of an idea, but I guess what are the benefits of the cost per click versus the cost per impression? And then following up with that is which one, do you think there's one that's better than the other?
Well, personally, I like the cost per click model. A lot of new people coming on Facebook social ads will immediately, their eye will go to the cost per impression because it's like, oh, my ad can be shown, 1,000 times for 50 cents. But it's not about the impressions, it's about the clicks. You can experiment with both. It's not a hard and fast rule. I mean, I just prefer pay-per-click. It works for me. But test both. And see your metrics and your results and where you make more money. Usually it's about the same. I just prefer pay-per-click. It's just a preference of mine. But basically the answer is to just test that for yourself and check your metrics and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So testing is definitely something you would recommend at this point because really you really don't know and every market is very different than another.
And that's going to be some of the answers to your questions today is just going to be testing and tracking because everyone always asks me what's the best what are the best things to promote on Facebook and my answer is always everything whatever area you're in test and see if Facebook ads will work for you. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes you won't be able to monetize it. Sometimes it's not your crowd. Sometimes people on Facebook are not interested in your stuff. But the answer is always just test and see for yourself. There's nobody that can tell you, hey, this is not going to work. I mean, there's definitely stuff on Facebook that works better than others, like dating stuff works really well, and internet marketing stuff works well too. But the answer is always test on that.
Okay, great. So that goes to another question I have. How would I know if Facebook social ads would really work well for my business or my niche? Because, right now on this call, Brian, we have, we have accountants and we have realtors and we have lots of brick and mortar small businesses listening in. And then we also have folks who are listening who have who are really wanting to really boost their online visibility, whether they are brick and mortar or they are solely internet-based business. What are some of your suggestions as to how exactly they would know if Facebook social ads would work for them?
Well, I mean, the answer is the test, and test every. Sometimes on Facebook, this is one of the you can consider it a bad point or a good point. I think it's good in a way, but when people are on like something like Google typing in their their search or what have you, they're expecting to go to an external website. They're expecting Google to direct them somewhere else, to help them solve their problem. With Facebook social ads, people on Facebook, they are not expecting to go to an external website. So sometimes you'll find you need to finesse them a little bit, maybe send them to a fan page, have them become a fan of yours, or send them to a group or what have you, and then finesse them from there over to your to your website. But the key is to track every aspect of that, track every action that you have, you know, your customers do. And, you know, maybe, you know, it's always best to set aside maybe a couple $100 if you're just kind of testing and to see if Facebook social ads is for you. You know, set aside a couple $100 and see if you can and monetize that, you know, and that's the answer. I mean, you know, if you can monetize, if you can acquire a customer, you know, to do business with you, if you can break even. Some people will even lose money on the front end on acquiring a customer, but you know, if you can monetize that, that's the answer. You know, if you can monetize it, Facebook social ads is for you. If you can't, then, you know, it's something to stay away from.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you have any suggestions on how to test, how a business can test? Because I know a lot of our businesses here probably are like, oh, test, that sounds like a scary word. Do you have some suggestions for them?
Yeah. When you set up an ad, you have three different places that you can send the traffic to. Okay, so they click on your ad. You can send them to your website, okay, which you don't want to be sending them to your home page. You want to be sending them to a landing style page, which is a page where they can do, you're promising that you're giving them whatever information that you promised in the ad. You're continuing that conversation that you started with them that got them to click on your ad. So that's option one. Option two is you can have them become a member of a group on Facebook. Or you can have them become a fan of your page. And it could be a page focused on your business, or it can be a page focused on you, you know, promoting your business or what have you. So those are the three things that you want to test initially, okay? Now, when it comes to your ad, you want to be testing different headlines for your ad. You want to be testing different, you know, body copy. You want to be testing different images. So I guess that's really where it starts, is with the ad. You want to be split testing. You never want to have just one ad running. Okay, you always want to have at least, you know, two or three, and be split testing those to always find the best ad. So if you have three ads up there, and you know one ad, you know, outperforms the other, you delete the other two and you create two or three more ads, and you keep split testing, you know, against that. So that's where it starts, and then you split test where you actually send your traffic. And then you're testing after that, you know, different upsell, downsell techniques, you know, once they're on your site and, you know, maybe they're on your list or what have you. So it's testing every little step of that and tweaking and adding things and all that kind of stuff, subtracting things.
Awesome. Now, okay, so here's what I'm hearing. So when it comes to split testing, first you want to focus on those headlines, right?
Yeah.
Maybe do a couple headlines. And when you say split testing when it comes to Facebook ads, is there like a particular software that you would recommend, or just having two different ads going and seeing how they work?
Have two different ads, two or three different ads going, you know, what have you. Whenever you're split testing, you only want to change one thing in the ad. You don't want to change a bunch of things, you know, in the ad. You know, usually what I'll do is I'll start off with a couple totally completely different ads. You know, and once I've narrowed it down, you know, maybe I'll write five or six different, totally completely different ads. Once I've kind of narrowed it down to an ad that outperforms, then I'll start working on that specific ad. So then I'll take a carbon copy of that ad and put it in another ad and maybe change the headline. Then I'll take a carbon copy of the original ad and maybe change a couple words in the body copy. And then I'll take a carbon copy of the original ad and maybe change the image. So you're only, you know, once you've narrowed it down to a specific ad that is performing very well, you want to work on that ad in every little way possible. You know, so you don't want to be changing a bunch of things, because then you won't know what made it outperform or underperform the original ad.
Absolutely. And what would you suggest would be how long, if one of our listeners right now is saying, "Ooh, that sounds like a lot of work testing," can you give them at least an idea to know exactly how long that process really takes, the testing process?
Well, it's ongoing. You know, you never want to stop testing. You always want to keep improving. And it does sound daunting. You know, there were two things that I did not want to do when I first got into marketing. I did not want to test and track, and I did not want to do market research. I didn't want to know my customer. I just wanted to jump right in and, you know, sell stuff. And I'll be honest, I'm still kind of lazy on the market research end of things and knowing my customer. I could know my customer a lot better. But the testing and tracking thing really got fun when I started doing it, because every little increase you make in, along the way, whether it be a better headline and, you know, or a better landing page or a better, you know, every little step means so much and can increase your bottom line by unreal numbers. And now I'm just, I probably over test and track, which I don't know if there's a thing, but you know, I have tons of spreadsheets on my computer I just kind of go nuts on it. But not that that needs to be everybody, you know, but just test the big things, test the headlines, and I mean, the results that you'll get will be simply amazing and really put you at the head of the pack. And, you know, because 95% of people won't do that. And really, that's the key to any kind of marketing. I don't care if it's Facebook social ads or Google AdWords or direct mail or whatever. It's that constant improvement, the testing and tracking. I mean, that's the big secret to marketing right there.
Yeah, and you said something that I think was really pretty brilliant. You just said that 90% of people don't do this. And so, yeah, so it might at first seem like it's a chore, but man, you're really setting yourself up for success when you do this, when you allow yourself the opportunity to do this and really, and like you said, when you started to see the actual results of just changing a headline or some copy, man, that's motivation in and of itself to keep moving forward in that, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I find that the number one mistake that people make, you know, when they're getting into business or even, you know, experienced business people, is they copy off of everybody else. You know, they copy what everyone else is doing. And I think the key to business is to find out what 95% of people aren't doing, not what 95% of people are doing, you know, because what most people are doing is not right, you know. So don't copy off your competitors, because, you know, they're probably not doing things right. You know, don't take their direct mail campaign and assume that it's working. I mean, it's good to test and what have you, but, don't copy off everybody else.
Well, right, because your competitor is probably testing that, you know, like crazy as well, you know, potentially, and is constantly tweaking based on their results, but they're not necessarily going to tell you that, right?
True. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, okay, let's get also into how much, you know, okay, so now we know we have a social ad, and we know how to put it up, but can you kind of work with us on the monetary side of that? Like, how much... How do I know how much really to bid for a social ad?
Well, you want to know how much a customer is worth to you, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the first thing, which is something you have to figure out even before Facebook social ads. You know, figure out what a new customer is worth to you. Maybe it's 50. Maybe you're selling a $50 product, okay? Mm-hmm. And maybe you're selling a $50 ebook or what have you. And you kind of have to make some estimations, and you can do this from, you know, take this, you know, if you're on Google AdWords and one out of 100 people that come to your site, you know, buy your book, you know, that's a 1% conversion. So you can apply that to Facebook social ads. It may be more, it may be less on Facebook social ads, but there is some guessing involved. So you take what an average customer is worth to you, you know, how many people that come to your site, you know, what's your conversion on that, and then you kind of figure out how much you can afford to bid. And sometimes at this stage, you might even figure out that Facebook social ads might not be for you, you know, because you usually don't want to be spending more, you know, to acquire a customer than they're worth, unless you have, you know, a lot of upsells and downsells and a good product funnel and all that kind of stuff. So that's really where it starts, knowing how much a customer is worth to you and, you know, what the average conversion rate is on the product that you're sending them to buy or what have you.
That's great. Yeah, and I think a lot of times we kind of overlook that piece of the puzzle, because we just think, okay, well, hopefully I can get some customers here. So that's a really key aspect of really using Facebook social ads for your traffic.
Yeah, and that's something that a lot of people skip over. And to be honest, I did initially too when I first started with Google AdWords. I just kind of wanted to jump in the game and I just kind of assumed everything would work out, and it took a lot of work to get it there, but that's definitely key.
Yeah. Now, what would you suggest in terms of selecting actual keywords for the social ads? How does that work within Facebook?
Well, there's no, with Google AdWords, you have like keyword, you have word tracker and that kind of stuff, and they compile keywords for you. Facebook is different in that way because it's not like anybody's typing anything in to like a search engine. It's not like they're typing what they need or what they want into a search engine. The way keywords work, they are the words that people have typed into their profile. Okay, so the About Me section or the favorite TV show section, favorite books, those are the keywords that apply in Facebook. So there's no like keyword collection tool. That's why with Facebook, actually knowing your customer, which is what I don't like to do, but I know I should, and everyone on the call should too. And it's one of those do what I say, don't do what I do kind of things. you really have to know your customer and know what they're interested in, whether it be books or TV shows or interests, whether they're into paintballing or if you have like a paintball magazine or something, people list that in their interests, that kind of stuff. So there's no like central place to go, unfortunately. For this, it's just really, really knowing your customers. A lot of people, when we talk about knowing their customers, it's just like, well, it's much more, on Facebook. You have to know, like, what their lives are like outside of work, especially if you're an internet marketer targeting small business owners or whatever. You have to know what their life is outside of work. Maybe they watch The Apprentice. I mean, I'm sure that's probably a show that's heavily watched by, entrepreneurs and stuff. So you can type that in as one of your keywords. So, there's not a whole lot of guidance out there in terms of keywords, unfortunately, with Facebook.
That's interesting, though. And that's definitely something very different than, Google AdWords because, you really have to know and think through kind of the psychology of your client. As a prospect, you got to understand. Like, so I'm thinking as an entrepreneur. When you said The Apprentice, I'm thinking also, that show like Dragon's Den or Shark Tank or one of those types of shows. That those would be potentially, or even the show Lost. There might be something about the show Lost, for example,
sure.
That really, is triggering. Triggers entrepreneurs to want to watch that show.
Absolutely. And a good way to is once you've gotten some traffic and some customers on your list from Facebook, you can send a survey out to them and ask them, all the questions that Facebook asks them. What are your interests? Tell us about yourself. What are your favorite shows? And then you'll start to develop a pattern, and you'll kind of see the picture of your ideal customer. Whenever I tell people to do some market research, always do it with your best customers. Pick your top 20% best customers and try to profile them into this person. Create a person on paper. Maybe it's, and try to visualize their day. They wake up, they go to work. What do they do at work? And what do they do after work? They come home, they watch The Apprentice or whatever else they do. But you want to do that with your top customers, your best customers, the people that give you the most money, because you want more of them. You don't want to get this picture of your all of your customers, because there's the bottom 20% that maybe give you, it's the 80-20 rule at play. The bottom 20% that maybe give you, only 20% of your total income for the year, or probably a lot less than that. So always pick your best customers when you're doing the market research too, because you want more of them. So
absolutely. Well, what would you suggest, or if you can, because most of us are new to the Facebook social ads experience, for traffic. And so what would you suggest about how those ads are triggered? What does that mean to really to get your ad actually placed into someone's profile? Is it just their keywords? Then you all of a sudden pop up, or?
It's a whole bunch of stuff. You can select male or female. You can select by relationship status. So you can do single, in a relationship, engaged. I have a client that did really well. It was a wedding photographer, and she did really well by targeting people that were engaged. I mean, it's a very specific niche, and obviously she found that targeting women was a lot better than targeting the men, because men probably don't do any of that planning, or most men don't anyways. Mm-hmm. But, she found out that the men part didn't work for her. It didn't you know, convert as well, and she wasn't able to, you know, make money on that end. So, you can target by male-female relationship status. You can target by age. You can target by education. You can target by, I'm just kind of going off the top of my head here, you can target by the keywords that are in their profile. You can target by sexual orientation, you know, whether they're straight or, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What else can we target by?
Birthday, maybe?
Birthday, yes. Birthday is a really good one to target by. Give somebody I've had a lot of success with that, giving people something, you know, happy birthday, here's a free gift from me. Everyone loves free stuff, especially on their birthday.
Yeah.
So that gets really good click-throughs.
Do they give you an opportunity? Because I know sometimes they'll ask for email, and I know they ask for phone number, all that stuff. Can you actually target based on geographic location, based on phone number?
Not by phone number. What they do it by is your IP address.
That's
how Facebook does it. A lot of people think they do it by the location that you actually list in your profile, but they found that to be unreliable because people don't update or their things or whatever. So mm-hmm. they when they move or what have you. So Facebook targets by IP address on that.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot of. I mean, it's very hyper targeted. I mean, this is really the area where Facebook outshines a lot of other advertising mechanisms, especially Google AdWords, is because you can really, you really got to know your customer, but you can really target your customer once you do know them.
I actually heard a statistic just a couple days ago that Facebook, with all the information that they have about each and every one of us that are on Facebook, really has a fantastic demographic machine here, probably one that Google can never get because of the kinds of questions that they've asked from the beginning.
Absolutely. I mean, when people share things on Facebook that, they don't, it's very personal stuff. And people are telling, what's going on in their day. People tell when they break up with somebody or when their marriage ends or when somebody dies or, all that. I mean, it's unreal the amount of information that people share. I mean, I can't think of any other, information source out there that people share more information on than Facebook. So.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, Twitter as well, but
true,
they have all the demographic information that Twitter doesn't necessarily have.
That's true. That's very
yeah,
true.
That's powerful. Here's another question. You mentioned something about getting the ad to go into a fan page or a group or a landing page. Mm-hmm. Is there ever an okay? Is there ever the green light for you to be sending traffic to your actual home page through a Facebook social ad?
No. You should always, unless your home page gives them exactly what they're looking for, which odds are it doesn't. Odds are your home page has all these different links on there and is not very specific. It's kind of a portal to the rest of your site. When you're putting up ads, you want to offer them something very specific. You don't want to be. I mean, if you're being super general in your ad, which you shouldn't be, I guess you can send them to the homepage. But you really want to promise them something specific, whether it be a free report or a result or whatever. And then you want to direct them. And the idea with your ad is to. People throughout their day, they have this conversation going on inside their head. Maybe you're targeting small business owners, and they're working their 9-to-5 and they're hating every minute of it, and they just want to get out of it, and they've purchased every single internet marketing course out there, and they just can't seem to make it work, and maybe their significant other is just really at their heels on, we don't have any money left and you're spending all this money, maybe his kids hate him for whatever reason. I mean, whatever the case is, you need to enter that. You need to figure out what's going on in his life. Does, write an ad that enters that conversation, that really, you know, maybe it says, hey, I know your wife is really on you about this. You probably have $100 left in your bank account, but this is going to change your life or whatever, without being too hypey and stuff. So you design that ad to enter that conversation, and then you want to transport them to a landing page that is going to continue the conversation that ad, started. So that's why, it's always good to just create different landing pages for your ads. And when you're if you have a bunch of different ads, you should group your keywords and your demographics. You're not going to talk to an 18-year-old if you're targeting somebody who's 18. You're not going to talk to somebody who's 18 the same way you talk to somebody that's maybe 70. So you want to have different ads, even based on age or even sometimes sex. I mean, you don't talk to a male sometimes the way you talk to a female about certain things. You want to have a different landing page for each little group of ads too. So.
Absolutely, that's brilliant. Okay, and I know we've been talking a little bit about groups and fan pages, and for those of us on the call, can you just give us a little bit of an idea of the difference between a group and a fan page, and how that will relate then to the traffic that you can get through Facebook social ads?
Well, the idea, once you get them to go, I'll describe, a fan page is, the differences are in the way that you're allowed to communicate with the people who join the group or the fan page. Mm-hmm. With fan pages, you can't send direct messages to the inbox of the people who have become a fan of you or your business. You can issue status updates, which will show up in their feed, the feeds of the people that are fans of you. With groups, you are allowed to send direct messages to members to their inbox. That's kind of the difference. A lot of people, the other thing I want to mention is a lot of people start off with a profile, and I made the mistake too. You start off with a profile to promote your business, and the problem with that is there's a 5,000 person limit to every profile, whereas with groups and fan pages, there is no limit on the number of people that you can have. Did that answer your question, or was there another part to it?
Yeah. And so, I'm just writing some notes down here.
Sure.
Thank you for that. So would you suggest, in terms of some of the marketing strategies that you can use fan pages for versus a group, what would you suggest would be best, or is it just a matter of testing again?
Yeah, it's a matter of testing. What I use fan pages and groups for are when the people I'm targeting are not comfortable going off of Facebook initially and need to be warmed up to that idea. So what I'll do is I'll get them to become a member of my fan page or my group, and then I'll through status updates and messages, I'll push them to my website after that.
Gotcha.
So because you've built some trust, maybe you've given them something for free, you've provided some value through your group or your fan page or what have you. So really that's how I use it. I mean, I don't want my customers to just remain on Facebook, because then you're at the whim of Facebook, and people's accounts have gotten deleted for various reasons or what have you. So really the end goal is always to get them to your site, to get them on your list, to get them to become your customer, and Facebook is just the means to do that. So but sometimes you need to warm them up first by sending them to a group or fan page. So.
Gotcha. Now, so you mentioned that you use both groups and fan pages. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is, so I guess depending on, what would you suggest our listeners do first, create groups or create fan pages, or I guess what is the purpose of doing one versus the other that would really benefit our listeners?
Well, a group is usually something very specific. A fan is, you become a fan of Brian Bagnell, you become a fan of Facebook social ads or what have you. The group thing is usually like a specific benefit. And what I'll usually do is when I'm trying to come up with group names for clients, I'll go through, the most popular groups out there. And just like if you've ever swapped headlines, I have a swipe file of, the 100 best headlines out there, and I'll go to that a lot, and you just change a couple words and you make that headline your own. So that's what I'll do when I'm coming up with groups. So if you know, so when you come up with group, with group, trying to figure out a group name, just go to the top most popular groups, the ones with the most members, and kind of do plug and play with your own, you know, industry and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. So like, so I'm just thinking off the top of my head, one example could be for a group. So a fan page would be something like you mentioned, Brian Bagnell, like people who are fans of you, people who are fans of what you're teaching about Facebook social ads, et cetera. Whereas a group could potentially be, let's say, you know, there's a group of people who really love Doberman, you know, Doberman Pinschers. That's a very specific interest. Is that correct? But
yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Necessarily a business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or like a good one would be like increasing web traffic for small business owners, or how to increase, you know, web traffic for small business owners.
Gotcha.
Something specific like that. Something that's, you know, otherwise besides your, you know, but still relates to your business, but it's not your business name and it's not your name, you know.
Gotcha. Okay, that's great. That's really helpful.
Sure.
Very cool. Well, Brian, we're close to out of time. I can't even believe how fast this time is going.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I wanted to see how our listeners can connect with you again after this call.
Sure. I have a 5-day 5 days to Facebook social ads email course that's really, really popular. And, you know, it's totally free. Everyone can get that at beatfacebookads.com.
Beatfacebookads.com.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Let me just type this in and make sure. Yeah, because I have tons of different domains. But, yeah, that'll direct you right to that, you know, and that's very helpful for people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if there was one last tip that you could give our listeners today, what would that be, Brian?
One last tip. Let's see. Test and track.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Oh, no problem. I mean, test and track, I mean, that's the key. I know your customer. I mean, you know, that's 80% of marketing right there. I mean, it's the biggest secret that really isn't a secret. So, you know, I went through it too, where you know, I was listening to all the gurus and they would always say that, and I was just like, I just ignore it. I just want to sell things. I don't want to worry about all this other stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, but it really is the most important thing. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of those things that's definitely not a secret, but you need to be reminded constantly.
Yes, very true. Very true.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for your time today. Again, we really appreciate you being here, sharing your expertise on Facebook social ads. And again, listeners, go to his website, beatfacebookads.com, and you can get into his 5-day email course on how to do that. So, awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you again for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.